Acts 11:26. The magic of a name. The magic of a name. I want you to be here tomorrow night. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Pastor? 7? 7:30 tomorrow night on the revival America needs. The revival America needs. I want you tomorrow night to sing great revival songs. Pick them out now. I mean great revival songs. And tomorrow night, make it a big night. The revival America needs. We need a revival. We're in a mess. We're in a big mess. And I want you here tomorrow night. Acts 11:26. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Isn't that interesting? And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Then turn on to Acts 26:28. Acts 26:28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. A Christian. That word Christian again. Then if you turn back to 1 Peter 4:16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, a Christian is one who has accepted Christ as his Savior. That's the only way you can become a Christian. A Christian is one who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He belongs to Christ. He's been born again, purchased again, and in the family of God. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. A Christian is one who received Christ as his personal Savior and is hereby a member of the family of God, a child of God. The name Christ, Christian, an honorable name. A Christian, an honorable name. The name Christian, a holy name. The name Christian is a hated name by Satan and his followers. But a Christian is a born-again person, born again by the Holy Spirit, and is in the family of God. Now, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Again, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, my dear friend, have you been born again? Are you saved? Now, don't dodge it. Now, don't dodge it. And do you know that Christ is your Savior and that you have been born again by faith in Christ? Born again by receiving him. Now the world of lost people doesn't understand that. The world outside doesn't get it all. Only those who know the Bible can understand the great truth of the salvation of a soul. Now what about a Christian? A Christian is one who has been touched by the power of God. A Christian is one who has been touched by the power of God, by the Lord Jesus. And we see the illustration, Acts 16:25-34, Paul and Silas in jail. They were praying and singing, praising God. The Lord sent an earthquake and the prison doors were open, the prison were loosed. The keeper of the prison came in and fell down and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. The jailer and his household were saved and baptized. That's not very baptistic. They had no vote on them. No one to vote. But Paul preached, huh? And they got saved. And they followed the Lord in baptism.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
That Bible. Now, this is the Word of God. And this is the Word that we follow. All saved people believe that Christ died for our sins. He died for us. The miracle of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. All people saved in the same way. Children and adults. Educated and uneducated people. I've seen all kinds saved. In my days at Highland Park, I had the joy of baptizing in my 40 years, 63,000 people. An amazing total. An amazing total. But we saw them come. We had three services per week. Him, somebody responded for 40 years. Sunday morning, Sunday, Wednesday night prayer meeting. And we believe in salvation is by faith in Christ. And we had all kinds saved. I remember one poor fellow called me on the phone. He said, I want to be saved. I went to see him in the name of B.C. Clark. I never saw such a mess in my life. He was paralyzed in every part of his body. His arms were twisted, legs were twisted, body twisted, all of it. But he said, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. I led him to the Lord. I brought him to church. I had him carried in the baptistry. Carried in. He could walk and step. Paralyzed position. And led in a matter of baptism. Now, a Christian is my first thought. Bonjour is one who has been touched by the power of God. And when you're saved, you've been touched by the power of God. You're saved. You're born again by your faith in Christ. Secondly, a Christian is one who is instantly endowed with eternal life. I mean instantly. The moment that you're saved, that moment you're endowed with everlasting life. And think of that. Jesus said, John 3:16, everlasting life. John 10:28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, nothing can change. No one can pluck you out of the Father's hand. If you've been born again, you're saved forever and forever. And heaven is sure. This is comforting for all of us. For old folks and for young folks, it's comforting to know that you're born again by faith in Christ, that you're in the family of God. This is blessed for the folks who've had troubles, paralyzed people, cancer people, all types of work. But Christ can save to the uttermost all who will come into Him. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. A Christian is one who is instantly endowed with everlasting life. Again, a Christian is one who gives residence to the Holy Spirit. When you got saved, He came in. If you don't have the Holy Spirit tonight, you're not saved.
Right.
For the Bible teaches very plainly that when we are born again, we're born of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our hearts. And therefore Paul said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. And again he said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now we have Him, now let Him have us. We have all of Him, now let Him have all of us. And say, Lord, I surrender my life to You completely. Now the fullness of the Spirit will be ours when we're empty of self. Your big enemy is self. You need to die to self. And say, oh God, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want His power upon my life. The leadership of the Holy Spirit can be ours. And He will guide us and will indwell us. For as many as that live in the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Now, the goal of each Christian life should be led by the Spirit. That should be your goal, my goal. I want God to guide me. I want God to lead me. And He will do so by the indwelling Holy Spirit. He'll show me what to do. I feel a little led to Highland Park, where I spent 4 years and 6 months in one church. I feel like God leading what I'm doing now. I feel led to start Tennessee Devil University, and I did so, and God blessed and blessing still. Magnificent big school. I felt led of God to start Camp Joy for Children, the death of our baby Joy, and I'll start the camp. I felt led of God, an amazing thing. I saw the land I went up at Lake Chickamauga, beautiful land overlooking Lake Chickamauga, 60 acres of it. And I thought, oh, if God would just give us that. For a camp for children. And I prayed about it. And it came up for sale at the auction, at the courthouse. And a crowd of people gathered there to bid on that land. A beautiful, beautiful property overlooking the lake. And I stood in the back of the crowd. And I saw the crowd and thought, well, I'll never get the property. I'll never get to see that. And the auctioneer got up and made a big speech, a long one, and told about the property, what it was, every bit of it, and described it all. And finally came to the end, and he said, what am I bid? And I don't know why I did it, but I raised my hand. I said, I bid $3,000. He laughed, and the crowd laughed too. And I felt ashamed. $3,000 for 60 acres overlooking Lake Chickamauga. And they all laughed. But wait a minute, not a soul bit against me. Not a word was given by anyone. The poor auctioneer tried his best. He said, what is wrong? And finally wound up and pointed me in the back and said, son, you've got the property. And I went up and said, thank you, brother. I'm glad I got to buy that property. I said, just one shortage, you don't have any money. And he said, oh, you got to pay for it. Give you 24 hours. And I raised the money and paid for it. Now, wait a minute. I'm showing what God can do. And when you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit to guide you and to direct you. And Christian friend, don't get away from that. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Now let him guide you and comfort you and direct you and empower you in all of the work of God. But my last thought, a Christian is one who believes the Bible. Believes the Bible. He believes the Word of God. He reads with confidence in the Word of God. This is God's book. Right. And you read and believe it and follow it. He is comforted by the Word of God. John 14:1-6, let not your heart be troubled. And Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. He's inspired by the Word of God. God speaking to you. The unchanging God. How many times I've had to make hard decisions in operating a big church and a big school and a great mission program. I've had to make. I went to the Word of God and read the Word, and then I prayed and brought it out before the Lord. I believed the book. I said, now, Lord, this is your Word. You've given your promise to me. And I believe the promise of God. I'm claiming that promise and asking for your guidance in my life. Inspired by the Word. Then a Christian is strengthened by the Word of God. Strengthened by the Word. Be strong and of good courage. Paul's strength. Marvel. Thy word have I hid mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Strengthened by the Word to be true and faithful. Strengthened by the Word to go out and to witness and to do what God says with your life. Now, we obey the Lord. We obey the Word of God. In every particular, even in small matter, we obey God's Word.
Right.
In old age, in sickness, in whatever may come, no argument but say, Lord, I'm resting upon this. I'm obeying the Word of God.
Yeah.
I want to be led as a Christian by the Holy Word. Now, what are we given? A Christian is one who is saved by the grace of God and the power of God. A Christian is one who is endowed with eternal life. A Christian is one who gives residence to the Holy Spirit who lives in you. A Christian is one who believes the Bible. And finally, a Christian is one who has been commissioned to a great and holy task. That task at witnessing. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. That's a great and holy task. That's for you, that's for me, that's for all of us. And we've been endowed with a great task, a commission to a holy task. And no one is exempt. A soul winner is an obedient Christian. Every Christian ought to be a witness. But some say, well, I can't talk very well. You don't have to talk very well. You don't even talk very much. But you can witness for Christ, no matter who you are. A Christian, no one goes alone. You're never alone. You know why? You have the indwelling Holy Spirit to guide you. You're never alone. You're never, Christian, you're never alone. He's with you. He indwells you. He says, I'll go with you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And Christian, you can know the power of the Holy Spirit. Surrender your life and say, Lord, I want your power upon my life. I surrender my life to you for the power of God to be mine. I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. I want him to lead me and guide me. I want to be a soul winner. And he brought him to Jesus. And soul winners are people who are filled with the Spirit of God, witnessing for him. We have a whole task, and someone brought you to the Lord, someone brought me to the Lord. A little Sunday school teacher up in Louisville, Kentucky. I went to hear in a class, and that little lady told me how to be saved. And through that little Sunday school teacher, lady teacher, I received Christ as my Savior. Now, you do the thing God said, and you love what the Lord has done for you. Love him who died upon the cross. Honor him whose name you bear, the Christian. Hold high the banner of the cross and the magic of the name of knowing Christ is your Savior, your Lord and your Master, and let him have his way. The magic of the name, the magic of the name. You are a Christian through faith in Christ. What an amazing thing. I'm a child of God through faith in Christ. I have an eternal home through faith in Christ. I can understand the Word of God through my faith in Christ. I'm indwelt with the Holy Spirit through my faith in Christ. And all of it comes by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. Now love him and live for him and serve him all the days of your life. Let God have his way with you. The magic of a name, a Christian. The magic of a name, a child of God. And you are that when you receive Christ. You are that when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved and born again, and God will give you life. Now live for Him fully and completely day by day. Let the Lord have His way. The magic of the name. What a great thing to say, I'm a Christian. How marvelous to say and to know in your heart that you're born again. How wonderful to know that heaven is your home. And though death may come to these old bodies, we are eternal. We live forever in the presence of God. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Have you been saved? Then the soul give your life to the Lord. Live for Him. If you're not saved, then tonight get born again. Get born again tonight and say, Lord, I want Christ as my Savior. We're going to have an invitation in just a moment. I'd like for the Christians who come forward who are saying tonight, dear Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want the power of God upon my life. I want to have a closing prayer with you. And you're saying, oh God, I want your will to be done with me in my life. I don't want to waste my life. I want to use it wisely. Yes. I'd like to come tonight. But if you're not saved, oh my friend, come on. Out of your place and come to the front. Workers will be here to talk with you with the word of God in their hands. And tonight you can know Christ before you walk out of this building. Now church membership can't save you. Baptism can't save you. Good works can't save you. But Christ can save you. And Christ will save you when you come. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, have your way with all of us. Speak to our hearts.